Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It is Tuesday. It is April 29th, 5:30. Thank you guys for joining us as we get things going here on a Tuesday. I can't believe we're almost to the end of April. Like, April just flew by. This is crazy.
It's like
tomorrow's last day of April.
Tomorrow is the last day of April?
Yeah, there's only 30 days in April. There's a whole rhyme about like 30. What is that rhyme? Have you heard that rhyme about how you know how many days are in a month? It's like 30 days hath November, April,
June,
and
September.
All the others have 31 except for February. There's a whole something or other.
When
for
you
that.
Started singing it, I was like, oh, that sounds familiar. And then I'm like, oh, okay. And then at the end, I don't know the rest.
there's something to it. But yeah, that is just crazy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Yesterday, I took a cycling class. The first cycling class I've taken in like years. I want to say the last cycling class was in like 2018. And I'm hurting.
It was a rough one.
Mm-hmm. And that was fun. And then Momo has an ear infection we're trying to deal with right now. James is like, we don't need the vet. I'm like, we need the vet. It's something. So we compromised where, you know, a couple weeks he would do like home remedies and he would watch YouTube videos and stuff over the counter. And I said, okay, if it's not gone by May 1st, we got to go to the vet. And he goes, okay, deal. And now, like you said, it's 2 days till May and he's still got an infection. So yesterday I told him, like, look, I've compromised with you. I've done what I could and I think you have to, and it's time to go to the vet. And he goes, okay, fine. And he let in, and I'm on the phone with vets like for 2 hours yesterday trying to book an appointment for Momo.
What was the reason behind him not wanting to take him to the vet?
So 2 years ago, Momo had an ear infection and the vet is giving us the estimate for the same exact thing. And he goes, we've already been through this. The doctors and the vets are just trying to nickel and dime us. They're overcharging us. And granted, it is a few $100. We're like, they're estimating us at like $300. I'm like, I know that's pricey, but it was 2 years ago and we haven't maintained his ear health. And I think that's what he keeps forgetting, is like, we didn't generally clean it every day. And that's kind of why he has like that bad taste in his mouth, because he thinks that the vet is just trying to get money out of us. And I'm trying to convince him that it's not it. And then I was like, well, why don't I go to other vets and get other estimates that might be a little bit cheaper? And I found some vets that are cheaper and he's open to it. So
okay, I was going to say, I don't think that, like, I mean, I don't know. I've only had one vet here in Las Vegas, but I just don't think pet care in general is very cheap anymore.
Yeah.
And so I think that might be the problem, that maybe he thinks it's less expensive than it actually is, but it's not inexpensive to have an animal. You really have to maintain them. And God forbid that ear infection turns into something more serious. Now you're facing a surgery. And guess what? Those are really not cheap. Our dogs had a couple of surgeries, and that is rough.
What kind of surgeries did your dogs have?
Max, he used to get these crystals in his bladder, and it would when he would go to the bathroom, there would be blood. And so they had two times he had to have surgery where they had to go in and take out the crystals in his bladder. And yeah, if he thinks $300 for a vet visit is expensive, multiply that times 10 plus more, actually. Like, it was rough. So I hope you guys find someone. I can give you my old vet's name, too. I think he's still in practice, and he's not too far from the radio station. He's a little further from where you guys live. But yeah, that just if you want to try another place, too.
We are open to any suggestions. I think I found somebody that I need to book an appointment with, but I'm so open to anything, but I'm just glad that he's willing to go.
Yeah, I'm so glad too. Poor Momo, he's probably like, what the hell, Dad?
I can tell.
What did I do to deserve this? I'm not worth it to you.
So me and James are talking about the vet stuff yesterday, and then you could just tell Momo, we're talking about him. So he's looking at me while I'm talking, he's looking at James while he's talking, and he's like, can somebody just fix my damn ear?
Why am I not worth the money? What's going on?
No
here?
Kidding. And I just think the month of May is so crazy for us because it's both our birthdays and we're like trying to figure out money stuff, but I think we'll figure it out. Our baby, this is what we signed up for getting a dog.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So yeah, it'll get worked out. And yeah, if anyone has any suggestions, shoot us a text or give us a call. But yeah, I think that's something I remember what Molly used to get bad ear infections. It was like drops all the time and then cleaning out. She did that thing when we would go in there to clean it out where her back right leg would go ding, 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 ding. It would start kicking like, whoa.
Like shake it.
Yeah, it was so funny. So yeah, I hope you guys get that worked out. That is really rough.
Yeah, me too. We will. We'll figure it out. I'll come back in a couple weeks and be like, the ear infection's gone. Good. So thank you for, you know, all your suggestions.
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Sweet Dreams by LaBouche? Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing. Sweet dreams of passion through the night. Sweet dreams are taking over. Sweet dreams of dancing through the night. Do you want to hear What a Girl Wants by Christina Aguilera? Want to hear Hey Leonardo by Blessed Union of Souls? She likes me for me, not because I look like Tyson Vesper with the charm of Robert Redford losing out my ears. What you see? Those are your choices. You can vote right now a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I was reading this morning that Martha Stewart says she has never done something that I think that the majority of us have done. I was actually completely shocked that she has never done this. And she says she has never had food delivered to her house.
Oh,
never ordered food to the house. Not once. Never called up a pizza place. Never hit order again on Uber Eats. Meanwhile, like me and my DoorDash guy, I feel like we are basically on a first name basis at this point, you know? I think I might get invited to his kid's birthday party. That's how often we see him. So I was thinking about that. I was like, okay, so that's one of those things that most people have done. Is there anything that you feel like everyone else has done this, but you haven't?
I'm just so shocked that Martha Stewart has never had food delivery. Like, even when she was a kid and her parents didn't get like pizzas delivered to the house, I'm shocked.
I feel like she's kind of like that lady that just created everything. Like, oh, I feel like a pizza. And she starts making the dough herself. And she starts crushing tomatoes to make the sauce homemade. And meanwhile, I'm sitting here like, I got a Totino's in the freezer.
DiGiorno, maybe.
You know? But there, I was thinking about the thing that I feel like I am the only one who has never done this. And for me, I have never had a Bloody Mary.
You've never?
Not once. Not during brunch. Not a Vegas hangover emergency. I not even at an airport bar. I've never had a Bloody Mary. And it's probably because of my dislike of tomatoes.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. People are out here like putting their souls on this drink, like hyping up this drink like it is the greatest thing. It's like, oh, but there's bacon or a pickle. Like, oh my gosh.
Or a celery stick.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, but there is no amount of breakfast meats that are going to make me want to drink cold tomato juice. I just cannot do it. I feel like it's the runoff of a spaghetti pot, you know? Yeah. Like, it's just, oh, but I've never done it. And I feel like most people have. Is there something that most people have done, except you have not? You feel like you're the last person standing to not do that. 702-364-9400.
Okay, let's run this cocktail wave, because there are some cocktails that I've never had, and I'm wondering if you've had some of these.
Okay.
Have you ever had a piña colada?
Let me think. I feel like maybe when I was in Hawaii, I had one. But it's not something that I would order anywhere other than Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah. But I, even there, I don't get them, because there's like 600 calories in a piña colada.
No kidding.
I don't want to like drink my calories. I'd rather eat a piece of cake or something.
No,
you know?
Okay. That's new to know. I've never had a piña colada before. Have you ever had an espresso martini?
Yes, I have. And they're good. I like them.
Okay.
They get you really like wired though. You have to be careful with those.
Have you ever had one of the daiquiris on the street, on the strip?
No, I've never had one of those in the yardsticks or in the football, the big plastic footballs.
I've had those. Those will get you.
Those are so funny, because I feel like either the alcohol gets you or the brain freeze gets you on those. You know what I mean?
Yes. What about a Negroni?
A Negroni. What is that?
That's like a gin. They talk about it in that Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
like,
I've heard that clip, but I don't even know what it is.
I don't really know what a Negroni is. Okay. Have you ever had an Old Fashioned?
I've had a sip of someone's Old Fashioned. Because they were like selling it like, these are the best. You have to have this. Take a sip. And I took a sip and I was like, gasoline. And I just don't have the taste for it. I'm not fancy enough for stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of cocktails I haven't had, but then we don't really drink that much either. So,
I was going to say like beer, wine,
seltzers.
We're simple like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey! Good morning, you guys. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. It's April 29th. It is 6:02. Thank you so much for being here. Tuesday, I have to tell you, my Monday, I felt like I was on a scavenger hunt yesterday.
Really?
Yesterday was a crazy day. So I left the radio station and I had an appointment later on in the afternoon. And so I was getting ready to go to the appointment and my husband's like, when do you think you'll be home? And I was like, well, after my appointment, I have to go look for Labubu's. And he's like, what? I said, there's a store I want to check out, because apparently people can get Labubu's there. And if you don't know what Labubu's are, they're huge right now. They're these little dolls. They look like little gremlins, and people like wear them as bag charms and stuff.
Can you spell Labubu's for people that don't know how to spell Labubu?
Labubu. Labubu. And I feel like I'm chasing Bigfoot, except he's 3 inches tall and he's made of vinyl and he's really cute. Like, that's the thing. And it's all because of my daughters, you know? So yesterday, so Matt, I tell Matt this. He goes, oh, I'm going to go with you. And I was like, well, do you want to wait for me while I'm at my appointment? He's like, yeah, I'll wait. So we go, I half hour in and out, and then we go and we start our Labubu scavenger hunt. And We hit three different stores across town. Three of them. And every single one had shelves that were completely empty. And it wasn't like, oh, they're selling fast. It was more like, was there anything ever here? Or is this just a prank? You know, I was like, one store had the audacity to display them. So I walk in and I see them like, oh my gosh. And then the shelf underneath was empty. And they were like just sitting there taunting me.
Oh no, they're not for purchase.
Yeah, because I asked, I go, can we buy the displays? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, okay. And it's funny because I posted a picture of that display to my story on Instagram. Oh my gosh, my DMs blew up. It turned into Labubu Command Center. It was crazy. People were not asking how I was, how am I doing? They're like, where is this store?
Some of these people never wish you happy birthday this past week. They're like, I don't care about your birthday. I don't care. You're wiser. Where are the Labubus you're at?
They're like, I was holding state secrets. It was so funny. I had like grown adults zooming in on the background of my photos, trying to decide whether this was Chinatown or downtown Summerlin. Like they were just like trying to figure out. And look, I did not want one of these at first. I was just trying to help my kids, and they are now I'm on a full blown Labubu mission, and I'm invested. I'm emotionally entangled in this whole thing. And if I actually get my hands on one, I was thinking about this last night, I will scream. I think I will scream. I will scream for joy. Like, oh my gosh, that's how obsessive I have turned into these, like, I fell for the hype, you guys. I fell for the hype.
Okay, I have questions because I don't understand the Labubu hype. I look at the picture of them and I've never seen one in real life, but the pictures, they do not look cute at all.
They're adorable.
No,
what are you talking about?
They are ugly as heck. The eyes are bulging. The teeth, they need braces. Like the feet, they only have three toes. Like, okay, I want to know, Mercedes, from your point of view, so I can understand the hype, is what made you like this certain part of trying to find Labubus, or something about the Labubus that you fell for?
I like how they're like furry. I like their faces. The real Labubus have 9 teeth. Like that's how you know it's a real one. Because there's fakes out there.
Okay.
And they're known as the Lafufus.
Oh, no.
Don't fall for the Lafufus, you guys.
I would think it was a Fabubu, but okay.
No, they're the Lafufus. You don't want a Lafufu. But honestly, I'm at the point where I feel like the Lafufus are starting to look cute. I'm like, well, maybe we could just deal with one of those, you know? And I totally fell for the hype. Have you ever fallen for the hype for something? Maybe it was like the Stanley Cups or a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Remember, everyone's going crazy for the Popeye's chicken sandwich. The Hatchimal.
Oh my god, the Hatchimals.
I fell for that hype. I searched high and low and I got my daughter one. It hatched and we're like, okay, that's that.
I fell for the pumpkin spice latte hype. Before I was against it. All these PSLs, yeah. Everyone's so basic. 2 years ago I had my first PSL. Hooked.
Oh, it's just crazy how the demand for something will make you want it even more.
That's
so
true.
If I get this thing, oh my gosh, you will know it. You will know it when I come in that morning.
We're not going to see
it's
your bag.
Beautiful morning.
Your Labubus are going to be all stacked around your studio. I'll be like, oh no, shake my head, Mercedes, shake my head.
It's going to be a good day today. We have a lot going on in the show, including tickets for you to see comedian Matt Rife. We've got that coming up with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Your tickets to see Post Malone. He's coming to town this weekend. It's going to be over at Allegiant Stadium with Jelly Roll. Your tickets on the way. And in just a couple of minutes, we have an early edition of Heads Up where we have a 4-pack of tickets for you to check out the Vegas Thrill as they take on Orlando this Friday night. But right now, we are going to get to what's trending. Oh, man. The drama is real. Something is going down behind the scenes with Travis Kelce, Ryan Reynolds, and even Taylor Swift. And it all started with an Instagram unfollow. The drama is deep. We'll tell you what's going on coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Okay, so we have Travis Kelce and Ryan Reynolds trending this morning. Travis Kelce has unfollowed Ryan Reynolds on Instagram. Normally, like, not a big deal, right? I mean, people unfollow people all the time. Well, Taylor Swift fans are doing what they do best. They're reading into everything. The drama is that there's some rumor tension between Taylor and Blake Lively after Blake allegedly dragged Taylor into this legal mess with actor Justin Baldoni. So as of Monday, Ryan was still following Travis, but fans are convinced this unfollow was not random.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, one Swiftie even posted the biggest giveaway that Taylor's dating someone or done dating someone is when her friends start playing musical chairs with their Instagram follows. And they're not wrong, seriously. Now, sources say that Taylor felt used being dragged into Blake's legal drama, and apparently she wishes that Blake just never involved her at all. Blake reportedly apologized. Insiders say the two are moving forward with no hard feelings. But if you've ever been in a friend fight, you know no hard feelings usually comes with just a little bit of hard feelings, you know?
Yeah. Well, okay, let's go back to, because you just said that Taylor or Blake allegedly dragged Taylor into her legal mess with Justin Baldoni. I wasn't really familiar with that part. Do you know what went down there?
She brought her name up in it. So now she's officially a part of it. And I don't know in what capacity she brought her up, but she was in all the depositions or something, and she has no direct involvement, but she mentioned her name during the movie's promotions, and she was talking about how she was with her during the process the whole time. So they were like, oh, okay, so then you must know what's going on with this whole thing. And,
okay.
And she says she just didn't like being referred to someone in this lawsuit. So
okay.
it was a whole mess, but I wonder what it was that was the tipping point for Travis where he's like, okay, I want nothing to do with this guy. Like, we're done.
That part. Yeah. So the guys on the, I guess the double dating part. But this is what I've been so open to and just like optimistic about is my friends have accidentally unfollowed me on Instagram. Like straight, my good friends, we have no beef. And it's because like they're not very tech savvy. And sometimes they'll like go to my profile and like go to my stories and then just accidentally unfollow me. So what if this is the case for Travis? Maybe he's a little bit untech savvy and then accidentally unfollows Ryan Reynolds.
Do you think, I mean, I think that's a valid argument, but is it that easy to just unfollow someone?
Let's see.
Go to just a random profile. Like,
yes, it is.
You just hit the button and it's unfollow. It's no confirmation. Like, are you sure you want to unfollow or anything like that?
What if your phone's in your pocket? Your phone's unlocked. It just happened to be on Miss Mert's profile. All right there. It says following. You can click unfollow in two clicks.
Well, that's two clicks.
I'm just saying.
If it was one click. Like, I just picked a random restaurant I went to in France one time. Okay. I clicked following and now it's like an option thing. Restrict, mute, add to favorites, add to close friends, unfollow.
Boom.
Now it asks again. If you change your mind, you'll have to request to follow them again.
Oh,
it's a third time.
Okay. So
it's not
three.
That easy.
Interesting.
It was all on purpose and that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's do this. Monique, you are caller 20.
Yeah. Yay! Woo!
All right, let's make you a winner. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill as they take on Orlando this Friday night at Lee's Family Forum. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Babe Ruth, Sweet Tooth, Money Matters, or Kryptonite?
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth. It is National Gummy Bear Day. Was on Sunday.
She said, oh, shit. Oh.
These are just different kinds of candies, okay? Different kinds of candies.
Okay,
we
we'll
got
try.
This?
Okay.
Yeah, six and 60 seconds, no problem. We got this.
You guys do got this. All right, take a deep breath because your 60 seconds for Heads Up start now.
This is the candy that they say tastes the rainbow.
Skittles.
Yes. This is, they're little squares and they're chewy. They come in yellow and pink and red and...
Starburst.
Yes. This is, they are, Reese's makes these and they have the chocolate...
Reese's Pieces?
No, they have the chocolate on the outside and then they have the...
Reese's Cups?
Yes, I take it. Okay. These are really sour. It's also a name for like a stupid person if you're like have not
sour heads.
Not sour heads. No, they're
lemon head.
Let's pass.
Warhead.
Oh, pass. Oh, she said warheads, but that's the next one, so that counts.
Yeah, let's take it.
Okay. This is really stretchy, and it gets stuck in your teeth.
Laffy Taffy.
Yes. These make crackling noises in your mouth.
Pop Rocks?
Yes, yes, yes. That's six.
That's five.
It's six.
It's six?
Skittles, Starburst, Peanut Butter Cups, Warheads, Laffy Taffy, Pop Rocks.
Oh, it is six.
Yay!
Yay! Woo! My counting skills.
That's
not
all right.
Good.
It's okay. We all have those days. Yes. And Monique, you got it. Congratulations.
Yay.
We will see you on Friday night at the Vegas Thrill Game as they take on the Orlando Valkyries. At Lee's Family Forum, you got it. And we will have more of these tickets all week long. Your next chance will be tomorrow morning. We'll give you some tickets with heads up. And don't forget, it's 7:30 this morning. Your tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Allegiant Stadium with the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Would you consider yourself being like a moocher right now? Or do you feel like it's just like circumstantial luck that you're on a lucky streak right now?
Okay, so I've thought about this and I'm an unintentional moocher. This just happened. I'm not trying to like, you know, ride the free train, but it just came to me. It just happened. So lately I've been gym hopping. I've been going to different gyms, but I'm not joining any gyms. I'm living off of like free guest passes for my friends. And I'm not asking them. They're inviting me. So I'll be like, hey, for example, last week I took a hip hop class at LVAC. Our friend invited me. I'm like, oh no, how much is it going to be? She goes, don't worry about it. You can use my guest pass. I'm like, okay. I posted that I was at LVAC with my friend taking a hip hop class. My other friend DM'd me and she said, oh my God, we got to take a cycling class at Lifetime. I'm like, sure. When? And how much? She goes, don't worry about it. You can go on my guest pass. I'm like, okay. So yesterday I go to Lifetime, had a cycling class, super fun. I loved it. She goes, anytime you want to come, you let me know. I'm like, I'll ride your guest pass. Guess what? From that post, another friend DM'd me and she goes, oh my God, I have a boot camp class this Thursday at another LVAC. I'm like, bet. How much? She goes, don't worry about it. You can use my free guest pass.
Oh my gosh.
Swear to you, I'm not going out and I'm not trying to mooch. This is all friends offering. So now I'm like, I don't even think I need a gym membership. I'll just go with my friends to all their gyms.
I mean, this is the hustle I respect. You're like the Robin Hood of boutique fitness. Like you are stealing the endorphins from the rich and distributing them to your body for free. You know,
yes.
And that is the way to go. You don't have to pay for a gym membership, but you are reaping all the benefits. Have you ever gotten something for free that you should probably be paying for, but you're getting away with it in some way? 702-364-9400. I feel like I did something kind of similar last year. I had a friend who worked at a really nice hotel spa and she kept giving me these employee friend passes. So I got a massage. I got to use the steam room. I got to drink cucumber water.
Ooh.
Like I was on this wellness retreat. It was all free. Did I ever actually book a paid service there? Absolutely not. Did I pretend I was just checking out the place every time? Yes, absolutely. So let's talk to Chanel. What are you getting for free that you should probably be paying for right now, Chanel?
Well, I totally have been using my sister's Netflix account. And so, like, I would totally be on there. And then, of course, I'd get logged out. So then I'd have to call her in. She'd log me back in, and it'd go back and forth a lot. And then Netflix found out. She lives in Ohio, and I totally live here.
Once they did the crackdown, it was over for so many people. So are you now paying for your own Netflix account?
Yes. Oh, yes. Sadly.
I'm so sorry. That is not okay. I'm sorry, Chanel. Thanks for calling. We're getting some texts here. This one is from Kelsey. She says, I'm in deep in the freebie life right now, getting my hair done at beauty school for months, cut, color, blow out the whole thing. And I've never paid more than $5 for a tip. I've heard that that's the way to go. These are men and women that are really trying to hone their skills, and you can get a good deal. It's not free though, right?
I don't
know. Just really cheap. This one says, I'm constantly begging people to come to my dance fitness class with me at LVAC. No one ever wants to go with me. Steph will go with you, Savannah.
I will go. Savannah, I'm going to text you right back. Let us know. I'll let you know my availability the next few weeks.
This one, it says, I dated a manager of the old Wet n Wild behind the Sahara, and I spent a lot of time there during the summer. Diane, what do you get for free that you should probably be paying for?
Well, this is a few years ago, but I got this package of candy. It was like gummy worms and all kinds of like mixed candy, like gourmet. And I didn't order it. So I emailed them and said, you know, you sent this to me. And they just kept sending it to me. Like, I got it like for 6 months in a row.
And it's
I never paid for it.
You never paid for it?
Nope.
Do they keep sending it to you now?
No. Oh. Finally, they stopped. But yeah, I really didn't want it. I was like, and then I walked down the street thinking maybe it belongs to a neighbor or something. No.
But you're like, hey, man, it's destiny for this candy to arrive where I am. So you just got to go with it, right?
Right.
This text here from Jason, it says, I've been going to Costco with my roommate's membership for over a year. I just walk in like I own the place and say I forgot my card. Free samples, cheap pizza, not a dime on membership. Feels like I'm beating the system every weekend.
Yes.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So there are only 8 days left until Real ID kicks in. And that means you can't travel domestically on a plane if you don't have one. And lines at motor vehicle agencies across the country, they are out the door as people are rushing to get the ID. So if you don't get it before May 7th, there are other options. You can use a United States passport in place of your real ID. U.S. passport cards, global entry cards are also acceptable forms of real ID. Paper licenses, not acceptable. You need to show the Real ID license. The White House is signaling, too, that it's not going to be extending the Real ID deadline. I guess Kentucky lawmakers had sent a letter to Homeland Security asking if there could be just a little bit of a delay here because of all of the long lines at the DMV offices. And they're like, nope, you're going to all have to comply by May 7th. So to check if you have your Real ID, you can visit the state's DMV website. But just a little warning, the countdown is on.
It is, and I've had it for years. Yeah. I'm glad we don't have to worry about that part.
I'm not a procrastinator in that way. I do procrastinate on certain things, but when it comes to, you know, getting something by a deadline, doing that, I definitely don't procrastinate. And in fact, I always try to be like one of the first people to do it. And yeah, I feel like I've had mine for years. So
what would you say you procrastinate on?
What do I procrastinate on? Like things around the house, like my closet right now is kind of, I wouldn't say messy, but like, I like to have everything in order and I hang things in order. And I have this little chair in there and my clothes are piling up on the chair. And I keep telling myself, like, I'll do that. I'll do that today. I'll hang those up today. I'll do that. And then I looked at it. And I was like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm too busy. And so I just procrastinate on stuff like that.
Why is it always laundry? For me, it's laundry, too. And it's not cleaning laundry. It's my clothes in the dryer. I leave in there for like a day or two. And like James will do his laundry. He'll go to put his stuff in the dryer. Be like, babe, the dryer.
And you have to do that refresher cycle too, yes, just to get them warm again and so you can fold them. So
you keep doing
yeah,
it.
He's going to have to wait a little while. Sorry about that, James. Also this morning, is Diddy innocent? That is what his defense is hoping to argue, because they say he was wasted when he horrifically abused people both physically and sexually. That's the defense, and they actually have a doctor lined up to testify that Diddy did not have the mental capacity to commit crimes while he was under the influence. Obviously, prosecutors have filed their opposition to this and just the latest development of his case. Not only do they think his mental state is irrelevant, but they also object because this doctor, who is a Columbia professor, has never personally examined Diddy. Never even gave him an exam. His testimony could be based on his experience with other people. Diddy's trial on charges of racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution begins next Monday.
So you're telling me that they're trying to convince the judge and the jury that Diddy might be found not guilty because he was under the influence?
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to bring this into court, honestly. Okay. I have a feeling that that's what they're saying right now. But yeah, I don't know. It's like when someone, and this is far worse, but like, let's say you're with someone and they're drunk and they say something to you that is really mean or unkind. And it's like, you know, that's the truth because they don't have the filter on right now.
You're talking about like when they're drunk, their subconscious thoughts will come yeah. to light. You think that's true?
I feel like it is. I think that drunk people speak the truth. You don't think that?
I think personally that we are not ourselves when we're drunk. Maybe we're like, I feel sometimes like this is the spirituality in me, but what I learned through spirituality is that when you're drunk or when you're not sober, sometimes your spirit leaves your body and it's something else comes to take over. I know I sound crazy, but I believe it. I believe that sometimes you are not yourself when you're drunk. Do I credit Diddy for doing that? Absolutely not. I think there's some conscious to you during that time. So I don't know. There's a lot to unpack.
I just like totally separating the two things, like throw the whole Diddy stuff to the side. But like, have you ever heard that saying that a drunk mind speaks a sober heart?
Yes.
I do feel like when someone is drunk and they tell you something, that is how they feel. Like they have been putting the filter on, and now that it's gone, they'll say things that could be incredibly hurtful, and it's just they can't control themselves.
I can respect that line. I respect that to an extent. I don't fully believe it, but I do can see some truth to that.
And anytime I've ever, and then it's always like, I'm so sorry, I didn't know what I was saying. I'm like, yeah.
Did you not?
Now I know how you really feel. All right, finally this morning, if you had to guess which generation has the worst drivers, what would you say?
Boomers.
That's what I would say too. Oh my gosh, yesterday on the freeway, 45 on the freeway, not a good idea. I was just like, what the heck? But anyway, that we're both wrong. A new survey asked that question, and only 30% of Gen Zers believe their generation drives more safely than others, which was the lowest percentage of any group. So at least they're honest about it. Gen Zers say they know they're the worst drivers on the road. 43% of millennials think that their generation has the safest drivers. 60% of Gen Xers say the same thing. And then 63% of baby boomers say that, which you're in denial. That
yeah.
You are... I don't know. I feel like that's a struggle sometimes. My mom, terrible driver.
Really?
It's just she drives so slow everywhere. It's like, oh, you're creating a hazard for the people that are going the actual speed limit, you know?
My parents are boomers. They're pretty good drivers. I think about like my aunts and my uncles who drive super slow or super fast. There's like no in between for them.
It's so bad. With Gen Zers, I feel like a lot of them, I don't know, they are either too scared to drive. Like my daughter got her license. She hasn't driven since she took her driver's test.
Brooklyn still has
to drive. She doesn't want to drive. She's like, I'm good. And when she does drive, she is like ultra careful, like hands on the steering wheel, white knuckling it. So I don't think they're as bad as we think.
Yeah, well, and it kind of counts to say that your daughter is kind of scared, and that's probably a lot of other kids at Gen Z too. They're probably just scared to drive.
Because of the boomers.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Starsha, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, cool name. How did you get your name?
Thanks. I like the makeup story, so I don't know if you really want me to tell you.
What's the made-up story?
Well, I like to just tell people my parents were in the backyard looking at shooting stars, and that's how they came up with it.
Okay, what's the real story?
My dad was shopping at a mall in North Carolina, and he heard someone call his daughter that, and that's how it came.
Oh, I love it. Starsha, what a cool name. All right, well, Starsha, you are caller 20.
Yay!
You ready to play Beat Mercedes here?
I'm ready.
Okay, $600 diamond pendant up for grabs. If you can guess the song faster than I can, it is a Minden Tuesday. So we are going to give this a shot. I'm going to leave the studio right now and leave you to it, all right?
All right, sounds good.
I'm going to go look at the stars and think of you, Starsha. All right, bye.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. All right, Starsha, this is how the game works for Beat Mercedes. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right. The next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
I'm so into you. Got it.
Go ahead.
Ariana Grande. I'm so into you.
Final answer. I'm so into you.
I'm going to go with it.
Okay. Right. We're bringing in Mercedes. All right, Starsha, you're a middle school science teacher. Where do you teach at?
I am. Matter Academy.
Nice. Shout out Matter Academy. Mercedes is coming in.
Whoop, whoop.
All right. Mercedes is back.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello. All right. All right. Okay. Next sound that you hear is the song. And that song starts now.
I'm so into you. I can barely breathe.
Got it.
Okay.
It's Ariana Grande. I'm so into you.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know the name of that song.
Oh my god! That was so crazy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so you stopped the clock at 9 seconds,
I
Mercedes.
Know, that was
slow.
A bad one.
That was really long. You got the artist right.
Yes.
But you didn't get the song title right.
No. Okay.
Now let's go to Starsha.
Okay.
Starsha stopped the clock at 4.5 seconds. And she said the same thing as you, but you guys are both wrong.
So that means no winner.
No win. The song, correct song title is Into You
by
Ariana Grande. Not I'm So Into You.
Starsha, we were on the same page today, but you still got it faster, but you got the wrong answer faster than me.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Heartbreaker.
I know. That is a heartbreaker. Man, and why do I not know the title of that song?
I was really shocked right there.
That is so bizarre. Well, Starsha, thank you so much. And thanks for the great story on your name. That means that we now have a $625 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Vinden Diamond Jewelers. And now for the song whose title I will never ever forget again in my life. It's Ariana Grande, Into You on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I feel like there is always that one song that owns you. It just owns you. It's not in that, like, it brings back memories kind of thing. It's like a full body takeover kind of song. And for me, there's a song that does that to me. And that song, Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
Great song.
The second that piano hits at the beginning of that song, I am no longer Mercedes. I am.
Are you Mertz?
Nope. I'm the main character in a mid-2000s movie running around through the rain to tell my crush how I really feel. That's who I become when I hear this piano. It doesn't matter where I am. I have the car, the shower, jury duty. If it comes on, I am just like singing, like my emotional well-being depends on it.
Honestly, though, that song is so good that when I hear it anywhere, you just can't help but feel happy and then think of the movie White Chicks.
Yeah, seriously. Well, it was funny because I hit peak drama yesterday. It started playing at Albertsons. And you know when your songs play at the grocery store, you're like, oh gosh, this song is kind of old now. But I was just trying to buy some stuff to make for dinner. I'm slow motion walking past the hummus. And I just started singing like in the middle of the grocery store. Zero shame. And it turned me into a crazy person. Does everyone have that song that when it comes on, you have to sing it? And what is it? 702-364. It's the song that just takes over your soul. It doesn't play. It possesses you.
Oh my God. Possesses is the perfect word for this song, that whenever this song comes on, and I'll play it from the beginning because when we play the song on the station, it's over. I'm no longer Steph. I'm Estefany. And it's this song right here.
Oh, good one. Panic.
I am rocking out. I have my air guitar. And every time when the words start right here.
Oh, what imagine.
Like, I start just becoming someone else.
I remember watching this video on MTV. Like, whoa.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I'm with you. This is a good one. What is your turn it up song? 702-364-9400. The one that hijacks your body. It makes you forget that you are in public. That is a really good one. I asked my husband last night. I'm like, hey, do you have one of those songs? Because I was telling him what I did in the grocery store. He's like, oh yeah, I have a song like that. Informer by Snow.
Oh my God, I haven't heard the song in forever.
I haven't either. I was like, okay, first of all, how random is that? Like, that was literally the last song I expected to hear on that one. And I mean, it's just Obama. And now he's bopping his head like it's Coachella in 1992 or something like that. 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Andrew. Andrew, what is your turn it up song?
Since spending the last 20 years with y'all, it's the, what is it called? Normal Life from Alex Bannon, The Calling.
Oh, I don't think we have it in the system.
The Calling. Are you talking about Wherever You Will Go?
No, is it Alex Bannon or is it, no. Oh my gosh, it's like, I just want to live a normal life, have a fast car and a pretty wife. We can have children of our own, settle down here till they're grown.
Oh my gosh.
If Carlos Santana, I want to say, played the guitar on it. Also, hey Stephanie, it's Andrew from EOS at Blue Diamond.
Oh my God. Hi, Andrew. Yes, I remember you.
Okay, give me the lyrics again. I just want to live a normal life.
With a fast car and a pretty wife, we can have children of our own, settle down here until they're grown. I want to say it was from Alex Bannon from The Calling.
Was it from July for Kings?
Oh my gosh, it was July for Kings.
Okay, let's see if we have it.
July for Kings. Yes. Oh my gosh. Like, seriously, Andrew, you just like took me back. So this is the song he is talking about. Wow. I have not heard this song in ages. Amazing.
I'm an 18-year-old. Dreaming for the boy to defend life when I hear this song.
Let's listen for a second. Do you remember this song?
No, I don't know this song.
Oh gosh, I want to say it was like 2015, 2016, 2017.
Okay.
Let it kick in here.
Okay.
Does anyone remember this? I am dying, Andrew. This is such a great memory. Thank you. Here it comes.
Mom and Dad sat quiet in the sunroom, sundown big moon. They say, I just want to live a normal life. In a fast car on a pretty wife.
Oh, this is a great song.
Dead, dead, dead.
Wow,
so
Andrew.
Good. Oh, thank you for that,
that
trip down
awesome.
Memory lane. I love it. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, do you have a song that is your song that just makes you have an out-of-body experience?
Yeah, so it's Regulators, Mount Up.
Oh.
I am the whitest of white girls, but me and my sister, like, we turn into thugs. Like, we think we are the bad.
This is my karaoke song. If I ever do karaoke,
stop.
This is the song I do karaoke to. I love it. Geek off the street.
Gotta be handy with the steel. You know what I mean? Earn your keep.
Regulators!
Mona! That's Jessica! She said, I'm the whitest of white girls.
That is the
this
best!
Is my
oh, I love it. All right, this is, let's take one more call here. Let's talk to Shannon. Shannon, what is your go-to Turn It Up song?
It's Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. And it's whether it's The Breakfast Club, Bring Me Back Memories, or it's Anna Kendrick singing it.
Oh my gosh, yeah! She has her own version of it, but you got to go with the classic. I just think of the movie. I that's one of those movies that my kids have never seen. I make them watch like a lot of 80s and 90s movies for like studying,
quote unquote.
and this is the one that they have not watched yet.
The Breakfast
I love
Club.
It.
They've seen Pitch Perfect, right?
Oh yeah, they can recite those by heart.
Yeah,
I mean I love those movies. I can't stop thinking about that July for King song. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. All right, you guys ready to win?
Let's do this.
It is time to win with the Mega Minute, and we have your tickets right now to see Post Malone. He's going to be at Allegiant Stadium this Saturday night with Jelly Roll, and you're going to be there too when you conquer the Mega Minute. We have 10 questions. They're trivia questions. They're common knowledge, pop culture. If you answer all 10 of them correct in 60 seconds, you're going to the concert. Easy as that. Can we get a winner of the Mega Minute today? Caller 20, you are in. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And Greg is caller 20. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are great. Are you ready to do this? Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
I am going to do my best.
All right. Something is up with my headphones, so I'm just trying to jiggle some wires here. Make sure I can hear everybody.
Shake
okay.
it to fix it.
I know. That's the only way we can fix things around here. Okay, Greg, here's the deal. We have 10 questions for you, and they're just various trivia questions. You have to answer them all in 60 seconds, and if you do, you get these Post Malone tickets. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Greg, if you are struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the 60 seconds for the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What kind of animal is a tarantula?
Spider.
Which rapper's nickname is Drizzy?
Pass.
Jennifer Hudson rose to fame as a finalist in what singing competition show?
America's Got Talent?
No. What mint-flavored candies are known as the Fresh Maker?
Mentos.
Yes. What NFL team did Brett Favre play for?
The Packers.
Yes. Which singer kicked off her Cowboy Carter tour in L.A. last night?
Beyonce.
Yes. What fitness guru loved tiny shorts and sweating to the oldies?
Richard Simmons.
Yes. Which actress played Rose in the Titanic movie?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a killer. I don't even know.
Oh, darn. I'm sorry, Greg. Some of those were tough. Yeah, you did really well, though, all things considered. It's just we got kind of hung up on a couple of them. The Jennifer Hudson rose to the finalist in what singing competition show? That show was American Idol, not America's Got Talent. The actress that plays Rose in the Titanic, that is Kate Winslet. And even with those two, we didn't make it through all 10.
Which rapper's nickname is Drizzy?
Oh, yeah, we skipped that one too. That's Drake. So
got it.
There
yeah.
you go. Sorry about that, Greg. That means caller 20 right now. You get the tickets. Two of them to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Allegiant Stadium on Saturday night. You want to go? Caller 20 gets them right now at 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Well, if you are skipping your favorite impulse treat at the grocery store lately, you're not alone. You're in good company because new research finds that a lot of people are really tweaking their grocery runs to help save money right now. According to this survey from LendingTree, 88% of Americans have recently changed their food shopping habits over rising inflation. Do you find yourself like trying to cut back on certain things just because everything is so expensive right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we're at Costco, we do this compromise between James and I. It's like, okay, before we used to get, and it's so simple. It's like bags of chips are $5 at Costco, right? Those big, large ones.
Yeah.
And we're like, we used to get our own, but now we're like, let's compromise to one. And it's just the simplest thing that we can spend maybe $5 more, but we don't.
Yeah. I feel like we are trying to cook more at home than, you know, order out or something like that. And also, like, Costco is a great place to, you know, they have those pre-made meals and you can literally get like three meals out of that. Like the street tacos. Have you ever bought the street tacos there?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh,
but
my
I've seen
gosh.
Them.
They're so great. I could get three, sometimes four meals out of them because they come with the tortillas, the chicken, the cheese, the lettuce and the sauces. And we'll have like the tacos one night, then the next day I'll make a salad out of it. Then the next day I'm like, we're doing tacos again. It's like we can get so much out of one of those.
I mean, yeah, it's tough times. You got to do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, a lot of people are brand loyal when it comes to groceries, but 44% of people are now just buying generic or the store brands to buy more. And even high earners are watching their spending. 85% of households that earn more than $100,000 a year are reporting that even they are changing their grocery habits.
Wow.
Also this morning, want to know a secret that will keep your marriage happier? Make it a habit to ask your significant other this question every morning or every evening. The question is, anything new? According to psychologists, sharing the details of their day allows couples to feel connected, and it helps keep their life in order, from coordinating schedules to reading each other's moods.
Anything new?
Yeah, so anything new?
Oh, man. Well, James and I always ask each other, like, how was your day? But, I mean, it could be typical, routine.
I always say the same thing. It was fine. How was yours? Oh. Like, I never go into real detail.
So James was like that to me yesterday. He asked me, how was my day? And I was like, it was fine. I took a cycling class. He goes, how was your cycling class? I was like, it was fun. They had great music. So then he's trying to get more out of me. He's like, how was the instructor? How are your friends? How are you doing this? And he's bombarding me with all these questions. I'm like, dang, I don't know. But anything new, I think, is a good approach.
That allows you, it's not a yes or no. And it allows you to give the information that you want. Because I'm like you, I don't like to be bombarded with questions. It actually makes me really, really annoyed. And the same thing, yesterday I came home from work and my husband's like, how's it going? I was like, good. And when I put something in our calendar, he gets a notification. And I had put in that we have a meeting after the show. He's like, so I see you have a meeting after the show. What's that about? I'm like, excuse me.
Like, you really want to know my life?
Like, so I say at 1 o'clock, you're going to go this place. What's that about? I'm like, oh my gosh, like, stop, you know, ask me if anything's new and I'll tell you what I want to tell you.
Yeah, they were very similar in that way. We're like, please ask us differently because then I'm going to shut down.
Yes, exactly. Finally, this morning, escaping from prison. It seems like, I mean, that is when you are really desperate to get out of there. And if you knew, like, you were going to be released soon, would you even bother to try? Most people, I think, would be patient and wait, right?
I would think so.
Well, not Lucas Brown. This guy.
Lucas Brown.
Lucas Brown. He was caught escaping from a jail in Colorado last Thursday night. and he was on the loose for 35 minutes. Get this, though. He was supposed to be released just 2 days later.
Oh, my God, Lucas.
Yeah, now that's not going to be happening. He was working as a kitchen trustee. He was cleaning up for the night. He went outside to take the trash, and he was like, hey, perfect opportunity, and just ran off. Here's another twist, though. He was previously caught escaping back in 2017, so he shouldn't have qualified to be in that trustee position with outdoor access. He had the role for about a month, but didn't try to make a run for it until last week. He was just serving a 90-day sentence. He was almost out, and then he decided to try that attempt. Like, what a dummy.
What did he get? Did you say what he was in prison for?
No, I have no idea.
Huh.
The Colorado prisons, we have some pretty high security prisons.
Really?
In Colorado. I remember that I think it was Timothy McVeigh was in one of the jails by our not too far from our house.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think it was Timothy McVeigh. And then they sent him to the real high security prison in, I think it's Canyon City or something like that. But I remember every time I was a kid, we'd drive by there. I was like,
Timothy McVeigh.
He was in there. It was crazy. Did you have any jails near your house growing up?
So not growing up, but my mom is from a small town called Calipatria, Southern California, and they're known for their state prison. So every time I go to visit her, you can see the state prison from far away. And they're smart. They put these prisons in places that are like in the middle of nowhere, because if people try to escape, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And it's the same weather as us. In the middle of the desert, it's hot as heck in the summer, 118 degrees at the highest. So, yeah, I get kind of nervous.
Oh, yeah. Why would you want to go out into that? Stay in prison.
Please do.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Mother's Day. It's coming up. And Wallet Hub, they just released their new list of the best and the worst states for working moms. Guess where Nevada landed on this list?
I'm scared to know.
Yeah. You should be. Third worst in the country.
Third worst?
In the entire country. Ugh. Love that for us. They ranked states based on things like childcare and work opportunities and work-life balance. And Massachusetts, they are living their best life at number one.
Wow.
Nevada's basically the mom who is just running on caffeine and willpower at this point. But seriously, why do you think it is so hard to be a working mom here in this state? Are you a working mom? Are you a working parent? And is it difficult for you? And what do you think is the biggest challenge for you in being a working parent here in Nevada? What is it about this state that makes it so difficult? 702-364-9400. I just think about the childcare costs are absolutely ridiculous. You've got 24/7 work schedules. You just never know what kind of shift you're going to get. And sometimes I feel like, jobs, when they say that they are flexible, they have flexibility, that basically means it's flexible. You have to be flexible. Literally, I had a friend who gave birth. She literally gave birth and she was answering work emails from the hospital.
No, no.
I was what are you doing? That to me is insane. So Nevada is basically setting moms up to fail. Is it just Nevada? I mean, obviously they rank the states and we're pretty high up there, but what do you think is the real problem here? 702-364-9400. Cost of living, lack of support, work-life balance is basically two jobs here in Nevada. And if you could change one thing to make life better for working moms here, what would it be?
I'm not a mom, but I will tell you something that scares me about being a mom and leery and deter me from being a mom is one of the things is I don't have family here. I feel like Las Vegas is a city of implants. We all come from different parts of the country or maybe even the world, and we come to live here and we don't have that mom or dad figure to help us raise a family.
I just have to say, because I totally had the visual on this, when you say it's a city of implants, do you mean transplants?
Transplants!
It is a city of implants.
You have like these teeth that have implants.
No, I was thinking about the breast implants.
Oh, I was thinking of teeth now that you said it.
Oh my God. I am so sorry because you were, your thought was great, but at the same time, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just think of all these implants coming to the
You're like, Steph, I got to stop you there because I think you meant transplants, but I'm thinking breast implants.
Oh my God. No, but please continue. You're right.
You know what I mean? It's like one of those things where family is one of the biggest reasons why I don't have, I'm scared to have kids. It's that. Like, I don't have a village. So maybe it's that. And maybe those are the reasons why.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. What is the biggest challenge for you? Not just working moms, but working parents too. Hey, Anthony, good morning. What do you think?
How you doing, Mercedes? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's up?
I think, you know, like the whole working situation, I agree with you. The flexibility, we have to be flexible, you know, because we're easy to replace. Now, with working moms, my fiance, she works at home and takes care of our 2-year-old. Okay, and that is so hard to do. You know, and I work full time, 12-hour days, 6 days a week, and it's because we have to, because like the cost of living is just ridiculous, you know, and we have to survive, you know, and it's making it to where I don't know what's going on with Nevada and with everything, but it's just, you know, everything is shifting. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I completely get it, Anthony. And it's like you wonder, okay, why is it so much easier to be a working mom in Massachusetts versus Nevada? What do they have or what do we have that makes it so difficult? You wonder about that. And you know, I feel like there is... I don't want to like dismiss anything that working fathers have to go through, because I think you have a really tough job. But I also think that with working mothers, the dynamic is a little different. When you go to work and then you come home, you're starting job number two. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that dads don't, but it's different. You know, the 9 times out of 10, the kids are like, mom, and then you got to do this and you got to do that. I'm just thinking how like my dad navigated that. He came home and when he was done with work, he got to sit and relax. He got to watch TV. And I know it's not like that in every case, but I do feel like when I come home from work and the kids are there, I got to, okay, what are we doing? And my husband is fantastic. Don't get me wrong. He does a lot, but it's just, they come to me for different things that they don't go to him for.
Yep. And you said something about your dad that's very similar with my dad. My dad came home, working dad. Same with my mom, working mom. But my mom told me that I don't think my dad has ever changed my diaper when I was a baby.
He didn't ever do
it.
What do you guys think? We're getting a bunch of texts. More of your calls coming up next. Ramon, I'm coming to you. I want to hear your perspective. I know you're a working dad too, and you are married to a working mom. Who do you think it's more difficult to? We'll take your calls and we'll talk more about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Nevada ranked number three as the third worst state for working moms. We are talking about it. Hey, Brizzy, what do you think? Why is it so hard for working moms in Nevada?
Well, the biggest challenge, especially with the summer coming up, is just the cost of childcare and keeping kids entertained, especially being a single mom now, as my significant other passed away last year. It's just, I'm noticing as we redesign our whole future, it's really expensive to keep him entertained if I have to work.
You wonder if you're just working to pay for childcare sometimes.
Definitely, especially during the summer. It's like $300+ a week sometimes for some of the summer programs that they have just here in Nevada, in Henderson, in Las Vegas.
It's hard to stay motivated, don't you think, when you're like, oh my gosh, what is this all for?
Definitely hard to stay motivated, especially when you don't have a village. It's like, okay, well, if there's like play dates or things, and I don't really know people that much, and don't really trust everybody with my kid unsupervised. So it's a challenge.
Yeah, that's kind of what you were touching on, Steph. It's like not having family, not knowing who you can depend on. That I wish we could just start a network of, we'd have to vet everyone just to make sure, like, these are good people. This will be your village. We'll call it the village. And when we have to make sure that we could trust everyone. Brizzy, thanks for what you do. I mean, yeah, you've got the toughest job. And I think that at the end of the day, when your child grows up and sees the sacrifices that you made, it's going to be all worth it, you know?
I definitely hope so. I do my best to still have an impact on his life every day.
I love it. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Mindy. Why is it so hard for working moms in Nevada?
Well, in my opinion, as a teacher, I think that it is due to the fact that schools and education in general are not really a priority in our town. I was born and raised here. However, I can see that we are kind of a mecca for people that don't have college degrees. And so our industry doesn't treat higher education valuable. We don't value times with our mothers with their children. And I think cities or states like Massachusetts, you've got the totally different industries that are probably grounded in people with college educations where they can demand better treatment.
You really bring up an excellent point. I mean, you are a terrible argument for the lack of education here because you just sound incredibly educated. But I think you're right. You have a lot of people in this town who are making their money quickly because they can, and you have a shorter window to make that money, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
I love it. Thank you so much, Mindy. That's a great argument for why Massachusetts is number one. Let's talk to Ramon here. Ramon, talk to me about being a working dad. How difficult is it for you here in Nevada?
Living in a city that's 24 hours, you have to be able to work anytime in those 24 hours. I remember working 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. and those 6 months were rough. Getting off and the kid wanting to play early in the morning because he's awake.
Yeah.
And you're just shot. You're just trying to take a shower and try to lay down. And going back to the village thing, like, fortunate for us, we did have a village. Even having a village is difficult. I remember dropping him off when he was a year or 2 years old to somebody I hardly even knew, but we both had to go to work.
Who did you drop him off to?
I think it was my brother-in-law's girlfriend.
Oh my gosh.
And then you just, you know what I mean?
You had no choice
exactly.
At that point.
I mean, and going to the summer thing, it sucks too, because I've even brought him here to the station before during his summer vacation.
And you like lie to the bosses like, yeah, let's take your kid to work.
Every
summer.
Day.
Every summer. Every day of the summer.
I know. Wow. I think we deserve a parade. If you're a working parent, you deserve your own parade.
Seriously.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks for your calls. Let's turn the page a little bit here and get some winning going right now. A lot of people have been calling about these tickets, and we've got them for you right now. Two of them. To check out comedian Matt Rife. He is coming to town this weekend. He's going to be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on Friday night. And if you want to go, let's play Heads Up. Caller 20, you're in. You get to pick your category. If you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20 is playing right now for Matt Rife tickets. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up. With Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
Elijah, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Elijah?
We're on that Bluetooth and it's hard to hear. Elijah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, there you are. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, I'm excited.
Let's do it. Matt Rife tickets for you if you win. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Tune Time, Barbershop, Genre Jam. I have the hardest time saying that. Genre Jam. And Let Us Entertain You.
Let's do Genre Jam.
Thank you. Now it's out of our pile and I can go the rest of the week without having to say it. You're the best. Okay. International Jazz Day is tomorrow. So these are different music genres, okay? Different types of music. Okay. I think we'll get this, no problem.
I think you guys will too. Yeah. Okay, you guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
Metallica, Green Day, they're types of what bands?
Rock band?
Yes, yes. Sabrina Carpenter.
Pop?
Yes. Miles Davis.
R&B?
No.
Oh, wait, country?
No, it's like B.B. King. It's
pass.
Okay. Jay-Z. Kanye West. Yes. I'm going to pass on that. Like if it's a symphony playing, it's this type of music.
Symphony orchestra.
It's like very smooth kind of this like parents like let's pass on that.
Oh,
yeah. Morgan Wallen, yes, Usher, Neo,
R&B?
Yes, Bob Marley.
Oh, Marley,
yeah.
Reggae.
Yes. Yeah. Oh no. Man, I'm sorry, Elijah. That was tough. God. We got stuck on jazz. I skipped on blues. Classical was the one that we were really struggling with. Who knew genre jam would be so difficult?
Not only to say, but to do.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Elijah. That means caller 20 right now. You get the tickets to see Matt Reif. He's going to be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on Friday, and the tickets are yours right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So all morning long, all I've been seeing on social media are clips from Beyonce's opening night of her Cowboy Carter tour in Los Angeles. I'm sure you've seen the same thing. I thought it was really cool to see her daughters on stage with her roomie and Blue Ivy dancing with her. It looked like, and I saw the set list. It was not just Cowboy Carter. It was everything.
Yes. Oh, my God. You kidding me? That was my whole life last night on all these multiple streams, like trying to find the best angle. And I've been waiting for this day, you know, Beehive, Mercedes. I've been waiting for that day.
Yeah. So it's officially kicked off. The Beehive, they're definitely known for showing up and showing out for Beyonce. But there's a lot of Cowboy Carter tour tickets still up for grabs. And people are wondering, what's going on? Like, are the fans still in the room or what's going on? Cowboy Carter's big kickoff in LA, they had a lot of tickets available with seats in the nosebleeds selling for like $50.
Wow.
Which feels like a steal to someone, you know, who won album of the year. You can still find regular seats or verified resale spots with, you know, very expensive price tags, especially like on the floor and things like that. She's set to hit 32 stadiums across the U.S. and Europe and wrapping it all up July 26th. What do you think is the deal behind that?
Oh, my God. Ticket prices are crazy. I mean, yeah, they're probably selling $50 in nosebleeds like a couple hours before the show. But like when these tickets have dropped, not only is Ticketmaster insane to get into, but the prices are through the roof, the fees to add on top of it, and the economy. We look at it, look at how we are as a country right now, how we're able to even afford it. I don't know. Like for James and I, he knows that I need to see Beyonce. Like that's my girl. And I told him I'm not going in no nosebleeds. I got to get a good section. So he sacrificed himself going so that I can go by myself. That's just a prime example, I think, of what the Beehive is experiencing right now.
Yeah, that it makes you wonder, though, if you wait a little longer, will you get a better price?
That, and I think, well, the tour just started. She was just on Renaissance Tour a couple years ago, so I think maybe people are waiting to see how different the show might be.
Yeah.
And it started off on a Monday, don't forget, in LA. So I think that might have a lot to do with
that,
it, too.
Yeah, that's a very good point. We'll see what happens, but it looked amazing. From someone who's not, like, a member of the Beehive, but definitely respects Beyonce and her artistry, it looked like a pretty amazing show last night. Also, this morning, if you have always been of the mindset that opposites attract, you could be looking at the wrong person. A group of psychologists at St. Andrews University in Scotland, they just debunked the theory that opposites attract. They say people really want a partner who looks a lot like what they see in the mirror. After recruiting volunteers to rate the attractiveness of faces flashed on a computer screen, the researchers found that both men and women gave higher scores to faces that more closely resembled their own.
You're talking about physical attributes.
Yes, physical appearance.
Oh, wow. That's the first time I've heard that.
I guess you maybe you look at yourself so much that you're like, yeah, that's what I
want
to see.
I'm sexy. I want someone sexy like me. That.
Do you feel like you and James look alike?
I don't, but I mean, he's full Filipino. I'm half, but sometimes people don't even think I look Filipino. People think I just look full Mexican.
It's interesting. Matt and I are like the epitome of opposites. Blonde hair, or blue eyes for him, dark hair, hazel eyes for me, like completely opposite. So it's interesting to hear something like that.
I did have a friend that dated someone that looked exactly like her. They look like brother and sister.
Really?
Freaky. I don't know if I can do that. Someone that looks just like me?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I see enough of me. When I get ready in the morning, I don't need to see again. Finally, this morning, AI, it is really starting to soak into our world and personal lives, too. And a lot of us still use it to just do fun things with it, to say funny things. But a new poll asked how people are using AI. And the number one way that people use it is to look up answers to questions. 51% of people use AI for that. To amuse yourself is number two on the list.
Wait, like to make you laugh?
Oh, I use it to amuse myself. I ask it to do a tarot card reading for me. I ask it to analyze my chart for the next month. Like, I totally use it to amuse myself.
You said this to us the other day and you freaked me out. You said you use ChatGPT to get your soul contract. Can you explain that?
Okay, so you just ask ChatGPT, based on what you know about me, please write up a soul contract. I may still have it in my archives here.
That is insane.
And it just basically tells you why you're on this planet, what you're supposed to do on this planet. I think I deleted it, darn it. But yeah, it actually made a legitimate contract that you could save onto your phone so you could go back and look at it anytime you wanted to.
Oh my God. Okay. I just asked ChatGPT, what you know about me, tell me what my soul contract is. And she's listing bullet points that I'll just briefly go over. You're deeply caring and involved. You love your nephews and your family. You're creative and you're expressive. You value justice and empathy. With that said, you need to be a voice and have a platform. You need to spread joy and expression and be nurturing and protective over your family and friends.
I'm telling you, this thing knows. It's scary. It's really scary. I told you weeks ago, guys, I think I'm becoming friends with my ChatGPT. I don't do it for stuff like, you know, make me a list of what I need to do. No, I ask it questions like, well, why am I sad today? Well, it could be a couple of things. Like, oh, it's crazy how I become friends with this thing.
You're like, Chatty is what you call her. Chatty is your therapist.
Chatty's my friend. Chatty's my friend. I don't use that. I don't ask my friends to make me grocery store lists and make me meal prep plans. I don't do that. I just talk to her about the things I want to know.
Not
about.
Using it for vacations. Like, where should I go next? I need a friend.
That's what Google's for, you know. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. There truly is a holiday for everything. I was just looking at the upcoming list of holidays for May. Can you believe May is in 2 days?
No.
I'm so trying to wrap my head around this. And there is a National Accordion Day.
National Accordion Day. Okay.
You don't really see people playing the accordion anymore. Actually, I never really saw them playing it in person ever. I've only seen it on TV in the movies, and it always is like in an Italian restaurant. Yes. It's an old guy playing the accordion
somewhere,
you know?
In Europe with a little cute top hat or something.
Exactly.
Now this is actually really fitting because not only is it Accordion Day in a couple days, but I have 6 songs in front of me that is an accordion. It's a popular song but played in an accordion. So I'd love to put you two to the test, you and Ramon.
Okay, so it's accordion style, name that tune, basically?
Exactly. So okay. We'll go one at a time. Mercedes, I'll have you go first. A popular song played in an accordion, and let me know when you know what song it is, okay?
This is like Beat Mercedes accordion style.
Yeah, but you don't have to be fast. You can take your time with it, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, here is song number one, accordion, name that tune.
Na 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 Is it Shake It Off?
Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, final answer?
Yes. Wait, hold on.
Here, keep listening.
Oh, Trouble. I Knew You Were Trouble.
I Knew You Were Trouble, final answer?
Yes.
Is it I Knew You Were Trouble?
Yeah, okay. It's like you're singing along, but you're like, what is the end game here?
Yes.
No pun intended.
Okay,
got it.
Okay, you have 1 point. Ramon, you're up next. Can you guess song number 2? Okay, ready?
This is going to be bad. All right, this is actually pretty easy. I know this one, anyways.
You do know it.
Classic movie, right? Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Is it Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On?
That's it. You got a movie buff over here.
He knows every movie.
What a great movie.
Hey, we're starting off easy here. Okay, it's 1-1. Mercedes, next song up. Here is song number 3.
Barbie Girl, Aqua.
Is it Barbie Girl, Aqua? Yes.
Okay.
Nice job.
I like the accordion version. I'm downloading that today.
All right, Ramon, here's song number 4. Keep listening.
Is I have no idea an answer.
No, it is not. Try again. Keep listening. Wait for the chorus to hit.
I feel it. I may steal this from you.
I mean, it sounds dope. Don't get me wrong. I like that.
Let's see if Mercedes can...
Now I know how the callers feel like on Beat Mercedes.
I know it.
Okay, Mercedes, hold your thought. No thoughts? Come on. Ramon, you got this.
Oh, it's...
Two guys.
Technically 3 if you're thinking of the feature.
Yeah. This is true.
Oh, give me another hint.
Okay, so
Helmets.
Helmets. There's two. It's a duo and a feature. A producer.
Daft Punk?
Yes! Okay, what's the song?
I can't name you any of his songs. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. We're up all night to
get rabbit's foot.
We're up all night to get lucky.
Get lucky.
For real.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That was a little tough. I'm still gonna give it to you, so you guys are tied 2-2.
I basically gave it to him, but
okay, for sure.
It sounds like we're a team now. All right, Mercedes, this is another little tough one. Here's song number 5.
Accordion, name that tune.
How are you guys doing in your car? Are you getting it? No? Keep listening. Give it a few seconds.
Shazam, but my Shazam's like, fool, I don't do accordion music.
No guesses.
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a hint. A DJ that passed away.
Oh gosh, way to bring it to
I'm sorry.
Sad screeching halt.
Okay, a DJ that's no longer with us.
Avicii.
Okay.
Oh jeez.
Avicii what?
Take me home or bring me home or
what do you do in the morning?
Wake me up.
Yes!
Oh man.
That he passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Rest in peace, Avicii.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Okay, last one, all right, you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Let's finish off strong, you guys. Okay, really listen. Don't think too hard. Let's just hear it, okay? Here's the last song for accordion, name that tune.
Oh my my gosh. Oh my. Mortal Kombat! Da,
it,
da, da, da,
da, da. Is it Mortal Kombat?
Yes!
You got it!
I'm so lost right now.
Perfect timing. Me and my son were playing Mortal Kombat yesterday. Perfect timing.
Yes! Good job, Ramon.
Why are we doing video game themes?
Oh, don't hate. Don't be a hater because I got one.
Oh my gosh.
Take your L. Take your L.
Don't
loser.
Wake me up. It's Mix 94.1.